In the Genesis account, God created everything, including Adam and Eve, the garden, and the things within it. They were given the freedom to enjoy everything in the garden except one tree. Lucifer, the devil, deceived them. The woman ate and shared with her husband. That was the beginning of sin. In the New Testament account, we see a woman who took away the pains of being human, the mother of Jesus. This time around, she didn't share anything with her betrothed husband, Joseph. She was silent. She was peaceful. She was obedient. She was respectful. She was submissive. So her virtues are so clear. You and I today, we need to look up to God. Right from the instance, her mother, and conceived her without original sin. That's why she remains the Immaculate Conception. She was without sin before she conceived Jesus. And she was without sin even when she was carrying Jesus. She was without sin even after that. So that is why today we see a competent mother who is ready to sacrifice. Her appearances will tell him more of that. Wherever she's appearing, almost every part of the world, her messages are messages of hope, messages of love, messages of peace, messages of obedience. She's always reminding us we have left the path that will lead us to salvation. We are living light and we are going into darkness. We are living peace. We are going into troubles. We are living where we should have that touch, that divine touch, as far as God is concerned, to where we feel lonely and depressed. And that is why every year when we mark the Feast of Conception, this solemnity is for you and I to recheck what are we really doing. Today, if you go to my country, Nigeria, even Muslims wear the rosaries on their necks, even Protestants. I remember when I was able to visit Jerusalem, we bought rosaries. Protestants came and asked for rosaries. You and I today, we are Catholics. Traditionally, we should be the custodians of what rosary is all about. But we don't seem to know that. And we tend to let others use it. So today, it's used to decorate our houses, our cars, our offices. Everywhere, rosaries are there, except the spiritual prayer. The power of the rosary helped so many nations, people, and places. So you and I today, we need to know that we are not orphans. We have a mother and a father. They will be there forever. They have conquered death. They will never die again. So we have father and mother. We have to live forever too. What does it entail to be part of this salvation? We have to let go so many material things. We shouldn't attach ourselves to anything. Mother Mary took the risk of being a mother at that tender age so that we could have a relationship with our God that was lost before. So today, we've been invited to share from that grace sacrificed by others. We also need to sacrifice for others in our neighborhood, among our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our wives, and our husbands. We have to make honest sacrifices. Today, we need to leave our comfort zones. Instead of being proud, let us show some humility. Instead of being lazy, let us do some work. Instead of giving excuses, let us accept responsibility. Let us do the right things. God has given us Himself in Jesus Christ. We can see the symbol of a man hanging on the wood. The same tree that destroyed humanity is the same tree that saved humanity through that wood of the cross. You and I today, we are much better that Jesus Christ died for you and I. Just a few days to Christmas, we are reminded about human salvation. We are not talking about other animals in the wild, or animals in the zoo, or animals in our backyard. We are talking about the human souls. That is the true image and likeness of God. Other animals do not look like God. So today, we have to be thankful to God for such kindness. We do not deserve it. And up to tomorrow, theologians are not able to preempt what mysteries that there is in the conception, in the presence, and in the plan of human salvation. God has revealed Himself through Jesus Christ. All we need is to open up our hearts and minds to understand what God has planned. And that is why when we come together, it's not all about who we are, what we are. We can still come and enjoy His goodness and greatness through the Virgin Mary. Her first appearances in Fatima, so many people were asking questions. Who is that woman? What is her name? And one of her last appearances, she said, she is the Immaculate Conception. It means she's pure. She's immaculate. She's sinless. She can radiate her light into our souls. We are so much troubled, so much depressed, so much wounded by the devil and his agents. We need healing, divine healing. We all need an overhaul of our souls. And there is a mother who will inconvenience herself to make us happier. She's supposed to be a queen in heaven, but she's appearing in Europe, in America, in Africa, in Asia, and all other places. She's coming back to remind us. Every generation will know that she exists. Today and always, we have to do something to the glory of God. So many of us are witnesses If you pray the rosary, you get your indulgences. If you say a novena, you get some indulgences. So today, let us learn from the mercies of Mother Mary. Let us look up to her virtues, her faith, her obedience, her respect, the desire to reach out to others. Hurriedly, she went to visit Elizabeth. We should do the same. We should try to make another person feel better. You and I today, we are challenged by this simple woman who thought she was nothing, but yet lifted to do something for God. You could also do much more. In this generation and generations to come, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.